originating in the Fox Theater in Bakersfield.
Good morning. From the Fox Theater in Bakersfield, California, and through the facilities of radio station KERN, we serve you Breakfast at Sardi's. Yes, friends, here we are in Bakersfield. Bakersfield, a city famous for its lovely ladies, its beautiful wildflowers, and productive oil wells. And speaking of productive oil wells, we're bringing in a great big gusher right now. And here he is, Tom Brenneman.
Good morning, ladies. Yes, and we have them this morning. From Bakersfield, this place is just packed. It's a real pleasure to be in your grand city. Bakersfield, a city of about 60,000 people, more or less. Which is the trading center, the southern part of the great San Joaquin Valley. The country around Bakersfield contains untold wealth in oil and minerals. From the main lines, both the Southern Pacific and Santa Fe Railroads. I tell you, it is a grand city. Bakersfield made history in the frontier days, still doing so. Thanks, Bakersfield. It's a pleasure to be with you. I think we'll start with you. Tell us, who are you?
Mrs. Barbara Gabbitas.
Gabbitas? Where
do
you live, Mrs. Gabbitas?
In Bakersfield.
Well, you know, Mrs. Gabbitas, that's an unusual name, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. What was your maiden name?
Savage.
Savage. That isn't so funny. So Gabbitas married a Savage.
That's right.
That's worse. And who is this, please?
Dorothy Anglin.
Mm-hmm.
And I live in Bakersfield.
I see. Are you Mrs. Anglin?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been married, Mrs. Anglin?
Oh, for 18 years.
18? You have a family?
One daughter.
Well, that's grand. And who is this? We're just...
Martha Kleindance of Bakersfield.
What?
Martha Kleindance.
Kleindance? Where in the world do you gals get these names? Huh?
I don't know.
Are you Mrs. Kleindance?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Do you have a family, Miss Kleindance?
Yes, I do.
Well, that's good. How many children?
Two boys, one boy in the Navy.
Oh, isn't that grand? Well, I bet you're a proud mother. Good morning.
Good morning.
And tell us, who are you?
Mrs. Cora F. Bender.
Yes, Miss Bender.
I wrote you a letter and...
What'd you say, Miss Bender?
I wrote you a nice letter and you never answered it.
I did. When did you write, Miss Bender?
Oh, a couple of months ago.
Huh?
About 2 months ago.
You wrote me about 2 months ago and I never answered.
No.
Now, don't look in the camera. He's going to shoot a picture of you.
Is he?
Yes. Well, I thought he was. It didn't go off, did it? We'll try it again. Mrs. Bender, what did you say in your letter when you wrote?
I said that I had 7 children and I had 5 grandchildren and I had 3 great-grandchildren. I was born in California. And I taught school for 39 years.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And I'm 83 years old.
Yes.
And, penmanship was beautiful.
It was, huh?
Yes. I felt so sorry that I couldn't keep a letter from you for my great-grandchildren.
Well, gee, if Mrs. Bender, if it means that much to you, I'll gladly write you a letter.
I'll put it away.
Well, isn't that nice? I appreciate that. I really do. I think I do recall getting the letter. About that time, however, we were pretty well piled up with mail. You remember, we were sending out the Kellogg book at that time, and the letters kind of piled up. Will you forgive me?
I thought you maybe didn't have a stamp.
Forgive me, won't you, Miss Bender?
I certainly will. I'm a grand Irish, so I'll forgive you.
You betcha. You're all right, too. And tell you, we're going to have something for you right now. Carl, get her a cigar. Yes, sir. Well, we always like to give them little souvenirs. There she is. You're welcome, Miss Bender. And you're old enough to smoke that one, too. If your son-in-law doesn't steal it.
All right.
Well, before we go on here now for a hat, which is part of the routine, I want to have a word to say here about Folger's coffee. Yes, there's a good morning coffee we talk about every week on breakfast at Sardi's. Yes, sir, it's Folger's. Just the way so many of you folks listening up and down our Blue Party line always join us every morning for breakfast at Sardi's, so thousands upon thousands of Westerners always start every day off right with a rich, steaming cup of Folger's coffee. In fact, you can take my word for it, there's no more cheering, satisfying mealtime drink than the coffee that's rich with that famous mountain-grown flavor, Folger's coffee. So if you like good coffee at its very best, look for the famous red label with the old-time coffee ship on it. Ask your grocer for the one and only coffee advertised on Breakfast at Sardi's. That's Folger's coffee. There's no finer blend in all the world. Well, before we came on the air, there was a number of our guests in the audience contributed little hats here, and they're quite, this is from Sibelia, isn't it? Sibelia? Cervelda. Well, that's just as bad. And it's a little brown affair with a couple of green things growing out. And she gave that, you sent that for us for our trophy room, didn't you, Cervelda? Yeah. Thank you. And here's another little exclusive number. It's a white affair that has, these are all gag hats, little umbrellas. We have a hat over here that's been decorated with the products we advertise, and a hat that's 60 years old. This came from, and it looks it. came from somebody. This is 60 years old. Mother Bender, you remember when these things were in vogue, surely. You wore them? Mm-hmm. Well, they don't look much sillier than the ones they wear today, do they? No. Now then, I want to show you, in all sincerity, a lady came down here and was all dressed up in her new bonnet, and she thought she just looked chic, and she did. And that's the way she looked. Oh, I know that's silly. What was your name again? Huh? Argain. What does Mr. Argain do, Ms. Argain? He works for the oil company. Well, did he know that you bought this thing? Huh? And he paid for it. The sucker. Thank you very much. We have another one on stage here that looks very chic, too. And she thinks she's pretty much all dressed up. I simply have to have a seat.
Okay.
Your name again is what?
Dorothy Angman.
Huh?
Dorothy Angman.
Angman, yes.
Yes.
This is Mrs. Angman. She didn't have very much to say. But this looks like a well-done coffee cake. Mrs. Angman going down. Mrs. Angman, wait a minute now. Mrs. Angman going down the street for Folger's coffee. Thank you, Ms. Angman. I think your hat will hold the numbers. We'll put the numbers in the hat, and we're going to award the wishing ring right about this time. Yes, sir. These are the numbers. No, you don't participate in this. These are the lucky numbers that were drawn out of the hat. Following, as I said, following our broadcast, Ms. Angman, you draw a number, please. We have a lot of awards to make. And oh, the flowers are lovely. Aren't they beautiful roses and the orchids? Wait a minute. Now you can give a hand to Bewick's, the California flower shop at Baker Street. Yeah. That's just lovely flowers. 155 wins our wishing ring. 155. It's Bender. No question about it. You're all right, too, Mother Bender. Where were you born, Miss Bender?
I was born near the Yosemite Valley.
You're a native Californian, yes?
Native Californian. Mm-hmm. I went to school in the Little Red Schoolhouse.
Yeah.
Then I went to San Francisco under John Swift.
Mm-hmm.
And I came to Kern County when I thought it was a place for cattle thieves.
You want a place for what?
I thought Kern County was a place only for cattle thieves when I
cattle
came.
Cattle thieves?
Yes.
Did you feel at home?
Kern County had a bad.
What were you doing here if only cattle thieves were here? Did you do pretty good?
Well, my mother brought me here to teach school.
Oh, I see. You came here to teach school. Huh? Did you by chance ever run into any cattle thieves or rustlers?
No, I lived among the cattlemen, and I really came very near wanting to bring one with me.
You did?
But he wouldn't come.
He wouldn't, huh?
I had to marry a Dutchman.
You married a Dutchman. Well, you're all right. You taught school for many years, eh?
39.
Where, Mrs. Bender?
I taught school in East Bakersfield, and it was Sumner.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just know that there must be a lot of people out along the Blue Network who are listening, whom perhaps attended your school.
Oh, the boys all like me.
Sure.
One the other day out at the cemetery, and he just kissed me.
You met him at the cemetery? There's a gag there, but I'm going to leave it alone. Well, honey, you've won our wishing ring.
Thank you.
Now, wait, I want to put it on your finger. My golly, you're all right, Miss Bender. They're lovely rings. And I hope your wish comes true. Now, what's your wish, Miss Bender?
My wish is that we'll see the end of the war this
year.
Summer, mm-hmm. This year.
And if we all do our part, I'm sure we can bring that about. Our boys come home soon. You're swell, Miss Bender.
Oh, I know, and so are you.
How do you prefer your morning coffee? Strong and black, with cream and sugar, made by percolator or drip method? Well, no matter what your preferences are, you want coffee that is good. A coffee that day in and day out has a fine, rich, unchanging flavor. And that's exactly why thousands of coffee lovers here in the West have been buying, drinking, and serving nothing but Folgers coffee for nearly 100 years. Yes, Folgers coffee is roasted and blended with a skill perfected in nearly a century of coffee making. Always look for the traditionally good coffee identified by the famous red label with the old-time coffee ship on it. Get the blend famed for its superb, unchanging flavor since frontier days. Folgers coffee. I would hate to hazard a guess on the attendance here this morning. The theater seats, I don't know how many people, Mr. I'd like to introduce the manager of the theater. I can't remember his name. Tom Cottom. Cottom? Cottom. Mr. Tom Cottom? Bob Cottom, yes. This is Bob Cottom, ladies. What does your theater seat here? It's a pretty big theater.
Well, seats 1527.
1527.
Uh-huh.
Do you suppose we have about 2,000 people in here?
Well, pretty close.
Pretty close to it. They're in the orchestra pit, under the organ, on the stage, and every place. It's a swell theater you have, Mr. Cottom.
Well, thank you.
And I want to thank you very much in behalf of the folks who kind of engineer the war bond drive for helping us. You've been grand.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. Good luck to you.
See you later.
Thank you, old man. I want to introduce Mae Saunders of the Bakersfield Californian, who handled the Good Neighbor arrangement. Miss Saunders, will you come and take a bow, please? She read all the Good Neighbor letters.
Helping us in this matter.
Well, we feel it was quite worthwhile with this huge audience here this morning.
Thank you, Miss Sandy. And we'll read the Good Neighbor letter in just a moment and have you meet the Good Neighbor. And now, John J. Wilt, the head of the bond sales, who will report our sales figure. Come on, Mr. Wilt. Here he is.
Hello, Mr. Wilt.
Oh, Mr.
Well, how did we do, Mr. Wilt? I haven't, do you have the figures?
We have a very close figure.
Mm-hmm.
It will be between 350,000 and 400,000, and mostly E bonds.
Isn't that grand?
That's true. Of course, your drive is going over swell here, isn't it?
We think so, yes.
Well, it's grand. And thank you for your fine job. Oh. Making it possible for us to get up here. We're having the time of our lives.
We must thank you, Mr. Brenneman and Sardi, for coming. I think this house represents your popularity in Kern County.
Well, that's very nice. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Brenneman.
Just a moment now, we're going to introduce our eldest guest, who was called out of the audience before we came on the air. Before we do that, however, I'd like you to know about Here's Health brand vegetable juice cocktail. It's a perfect blend, not just a haphazard mixture, but a scientific blend of four healthful vegetable juices. Tomato juice, carrot juice, celery juice, and parsley juice. Juice is extracted while the vegetables are garden fresh, before any of the essential health-giving vitamins and minerals have been lost. Yes, the flavor of Here's Health brand vegetable juice cocktail is something to talk about, too. It's got a zestful tang that really hits the spot. Try it, won't you? Here's Health vegetable juice cocktail. It's really smacking good. Now then, as I said before we came on the air, Carl asked whom our oldest guest was, and I believe it is this the lady. Hello, and tell us, I didn't get a chance to meet you. You are?
Mrs. L.E. Howell from the Sorrows.
Mrs. L.E. Howell.
Spelled with a U instead of an E.
Oh, Howell. Howell.
H-U-L-L.
Oh, spelled with an E instead of a U instead of... And you, Mrs. Howell, you said you were how old?
I'm 85, 8 months, 6 years old.
Oh, and you'll soon be 86.
Yes.
Grand. Well, meet the ladies of the Bakersfield audience. Just step out here a little bit. We're going to pose for a picture now, Mrs. Hull. Where were you born?
I was born in Maine.
In Maine?
Maine.
And what part of Maine?
West Falmouth.
In West Falmouth?
8 miles from Portland.
Mm-hmm. You lived there many years, did
no,
you?
No, I came up to Massachusetts when I was 8 years old.
Yes.
And lived in Waltham.
Did you what?
Lived in Waltham, Massachusetts.
You lived in Waltham, Massachusetts. Mm-hmm.
For 16 years.
Yes. How long have you lived in?
30 years.
30 years.
Mm-hmm.
In October.
Years.
In October. In Bakersfield?
In Bakersfield. Yes. And at one time, I was a librarian for 20 years.
Librarian here in Kern County. Oh, well, you know a lot of people, surely. Isn't that right?
Sure.
Fine. Well, you look over there. They want to take a picture of you, Miss Paul. Right over there. Look right.
Sure, look pretty.
You look pretty. Yes, there you are. Good. That's fine. Now, don't raise the family, Miss Hall. No, it's all over now. Hey, take it.
How many husbands?
No, how many children? How many husbands did you have, Miss Hall?
I had two.
Two?
One was a druggist, the other was a doctor, and the next will be the undertaker.
And the next will be the undertaker. You haven't been by chance associating with Uncle Corny, have you, before you came in here?
Oh, no.
Mrs. Hull, how many children did you have?
I had one brother, and 8 grandchildren, and 5 great-grandchildren.
Oh, that's probably...
And they're all wires.
They're what?
They're all live wires.
They're all live wires, eh? I'll bet they are. Well, they come by that naturally.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. Oh, one more little question I want to ask you. You say you were the librarian in Kern County for a number of years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you've certainly met a lot of people in this country, haven't you?
I sure have.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it's just grand.
Oh, I have them all over the country.
Oh, yeah.
California.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been wearing the hearing device?
Well, it isn't so very good. It's new to me now, so everything is confusing.
Is it? Well, you seem to be hearing fine.
Well, I do, I think.
Mm-hmm. Sure,
I haven't had it in about 2 months.
You've only had it about 2 months. It takes some time to get accustomed to it.
Oh, sure. I have to keep playing with it.
You keep playing with it. Mrs. Hull's got a network of her own. Now, Miss Hull.
I listen to you the bedtime voice.
Oh, have you? You listen once in a while in the morning?
Sure.
Oh, that's well.
You sit and laugh at yourself.
Well, here, look what we have for you. Aren't they beautiful?
you and Mrs. Hall.
Which is like it.
Isn't that a beautiful thing?
I read about it.
Uh-huh. You know, those are those are the orchids.
You speak about it too.
Yes. You've never had an orchid before.
No.
Never have. Huh? Oh, well, it's my pleasure. But wait a minute. You know, when we give the lady the first orchid, we also give her a kiss.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Oh, well, yes, you do. You'd be afraid?
Kiss me now. I haven't been drunk this long. I got back this morning. The dog kissed me on the elbow.
The dog kissed you on the elbow this morning. First kiss you've had for number of months.
Long
number
time.
Years. Long time.
Long time. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's break a record. I said, kiss me. You tried to bite me. Huh? You what?
You didn't give me a Hollywood one.
A Hollywood one? Stand up. Well, come on, stand up. There you go. Yep. Now, you said a Hollywood one. But what is a Hollywood one?
Well, I don't know. I see them. All the noses come together and I...
The noses come together?
Lay on the shoulders.
They lay on the shoulders. You know, like that. They're like that in Bakersfield at 86. What do you suppose they are at 21? Stay away from them. Nice sound of applause. Corny, come in. All right. Say, don't overlook the many uses of Here's Health brand vegetables. You talk there, will you? You may think of it as first as something to serve ice cold, but it that way. It's also good served hot, and it's wonderful in soups and sauces. However, you should try the snappy new barbecue sauce made with it. You'll find many suggestions and recipes in the free 8-page folder about Here's Health Veggies. Just address a postcard to Here's Health, care of Breakfast at Sardi's, Hall No. 28, California, and the folder is yours without further obligation. We'll send you a bonus, too, a large 16-page booklet about the National Canners Association, which gives interesting information about canned food, some helpful menus, and some fine waste-no-food recipes. One postcard will bring you both the Here's Health brand vegetable juice cocktail folder and the book from the National Canners Association. We want you to have it. Drop us a postcard, won't you? Now, a moment ago, I told you, incidentally, do we have any servicemen or women in the audience this morning? Huh? Will you please stand, all of you? Way up in the balcony, you can hardly see them. Mighty nice of you. Drop in and say hello. This place is really packed, and I am so happy and so pleased with that bond sale, I just don't know hardly what to do. Our good neighbor letter, I'll read that in just a moment. Right now we're going to visit a little bit. We're waiting for our good neighbor. I understand that she's coming on stage. Who are you?
Mrs. Schuster.
Uh-huh. What Schuster are you?
Natalie.
Natalie Schuster?
Uh-huh.
Where do you live, Natalie?
Bakersfield.
Mm-hmm. I see. You've lived here long?
No, just 3 years.
Just 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been married, Natalie?
3 years.
You were married here?
Yes.
Yes. Well, you can go on back to sleep now. We didn't want to keep you waiting.
Yvonne Trone.
Yvonne Trone. And who's this, please?
Mistress Anderson.
Hmm?
Mistress Anderson.
Mrs. Sanderson.
Anderson.
Well, don't get mad about it. Here we are. Where do you live, Miss Anderson?
Bakersfield.
What's your first name?
Teresa.
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 Uh-huh. You've lived here long?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Long time.
You've seen the town grow, haven't you?
Yes, quite a bit of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, how long have you lived here?
Oh, about 25 years.
25 years. Well, it's a busy place now, a swell city. And you are?
Viola Wolf.
Yes. From Bakersfield?
Yes, sir.
And you are?
Esther Sharpenberg from Kettleman Hills.
You're from Kettleman Hills. You said a moment ago you were from Kettleman Hills. How far is Kettleman Hills from Bakersfield?
Well, in order to save gas, we came the shortcut, which was over 90 miles.
In order to save gas, you came the shortcut, which is over 90 miles.
It makes it still over 90 miles from where we are here.
Well, that's a long, pretty long drive, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's right down at the heart of the oil country, isn't it?
Well, I'd say it is on top of the oil country.
They're beating me down here in Baker.
Charles Daly?
From?
Bakersfield.
Bakersfield? We're just visiting a little. I want to introduce some of our Bakersfield guests here.
Willie Perryman.
Yes.
I live here in Bakersfield.
Thank you. And who are you?
This is Joe Hesham, Bakersfield.
This is Joe?
Hesham.
Hesham. From Bakersfield. Yes, sir. We have a swell turnout today.
Elaine Goulias.
Huh?
Elaine Goulias from Bakersfield.
Do you hear breakfast at Sardis occasionally,
yes,
do you?
Sir.
Well, isn't this a grand turnout we're having here this morning? Incidentally, I want to also announce pardon me, that next Monday, and I'm sure this will be of interest to not only the folks in Bakersfield, in Kern County, but the entire network as far as that goes. Kern County Beverage Committee, the Victory Ball, with Ann Miller, the screen and radio star, also Earl Carroll's Beauties and old Bob Sisson's Orchestra. That's Monday, June 25th, at the Bakersfield Inn Ballroom. And that's a swell place, too. And then Rudy Valley and his Coast Guard Band in another terrific bond show. That's Monday, July 3rd. So admission by purchasing an invasion bond and the Fox Theater at the Fox Theater or the Victory House. And the tickets are now on sale. So make a note of that, won't you, you Kern Countyites? Mm-hmm. And who's this, please?
Nina Jones from Bakersfield.
Nina Jones from Bakersfield. We're going to have to break up the network in a moment, but...
Tilly Hens from Bakersfield.
Well, hello, Tilly. My golly, we don't bump into many Tillys.
I bet not.
No. Yes, sir, you get a lot of laughs out of Tilly's
name. Oh, you bet I do.
Fine. And you are...
Lola Frost, Bakersfield.
Lola Frost from Bakersfield. And who are you?
Marlene Keach from Oildale.
From Oildale. And who is this?
Helen Nichols from Bakersfield.
That's grand. And this is, I know you, I don't want any part of you.
This is Georgie Reynolds, Bakersfield.
This is Georgie Reynolds from Bakersfield.
This is Oscar Sims from Bakersfield.
Fine. Now we're going to show you a few little mechanics of the network here along about this portion of our broadcast every Saturday. In fact, when 30 minutes comes on any radio broadcast, it's kind of customary to invite the local boys in to have their little say-so. The cue is simply this. We pause briefly now for station identification.
Your station, KERN, Bakersfield, California.
Yes, sir, here we are back in Bakersfield. We had a quick trip, didn't we? Thank you for identifying your stations. This is Breakfast at Sardi's coming to you from the stage of the... incidentally, I want to introduce the Dick brothers, the executives of KERN. One of them, just one of them. Which one is this? Huh? Somebody just handed me a memo saying Dick brothers. And that's your name. Your name
that's
is
right.
Dick Brother. How are you, Dick? I'm awfully glad to know you.
I'm sure glad you came to Bakersfield.
Well, say it's a pleasure.
Glad to be here.
Thank you very much. We've been booming out on your station for a long time
sure
now.
Sure have. Got a lot of listeners in Bakersfield.
Thank you, sir.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Say hello to your brother. Just leave it to me. Well, it says there, Dick Brothers. Isn't that the way you'd read that? Sure, Dick Brothers. Why don't you put down Richard Brothers? Oh, I'd have said the brothers anyway when they got everything. Here's our good neighbor letter this morning, coming from Bakersfield. And as you know, we've nominated a good neighbor from Bakersfield. Dear Tom Brenneman, this is not a simple nomination of a good neighbor. It is the cry of an angel in Gingham. Mrs. Pete Thornton, who lives at 1916 Birdie Street, Bakersfield, California. To go back so many years, in addition to raising her own children on a very moderate salary, she always had a place for nephews and nieces trying to get through school. And right here, may we salute Pop, as their friends know him, who stood shoulder to shoulder with Mom. One of her neighbors jokingly said that the neighbor, the good neighbor, has stopped worrying about her old age because it's worse if... Oh, no, the neighbor said she stopped worrying about her old age because if worse came to worse, she'll just go over to Mrs. Thornton. She'll be cared for. Yes, sir. Never too much bother for her to drive anywhere in the town to pick up magazines, laundry, take patients to from the sanitarium whose folks couldn't go to see them. One evening about a year ago, she called up to apologize for not getting over she'd planned, but she had had to take a lemon pie over to the old folks' home to a little lady, and while there had found out about someone's radio that wouldn't work, and by the time all that was cared for, it was too late to go calling. This is just typical of her many good deeds. We have dozens of good neighbors in Bakersfield, but I think Mrs. Thornton takes the orchid. And that letter was signed sincerely yours, Muriel Stewart. And as a P.S. says that, Mrs. said that so many other folks wrote in nominating Mrs. Thornton that she believes that the choice is a worthy one. And so this morning, and she's on stage, I believe, is that right, Carl? Mrs. Pete Thornton, who lives at 1916 Birdie Street in Bakersfield, California, is our good, good neighbor. Nothing to say, honey. I mean, you're doing your share certainly as well enough.
I try to.
You're not going to cry now. Now, come on.
I told the neighbors I had to bring moral support along, so I brought my husband.
Well,
and I don't know how I get along without him.
Well, that's so nice. Well, I have a lovely flower for you, and I just know that you're worthy of it, too. Where is it, please? Oh, here it is. Fine. Thank you. Look at that, ladies. And it's certainly a pleasure to have the ladies of Breakfast at Sardi's to award you, Miss Thornton, the good neighbor orchid.
Well, you know, you're going to have to give me a kiss, too, because this is my first...
Cut it out!
It's certainly my first one.
Mm-hmm. Did you do that Hollywood business like Liz Hull does?
I never tried it.
Well, I'll take a chance.
Tom,
yes.
Miss Saunders would like everyone to know that they had a very difficult time in selecting the good neighbor. There were two runners-up that gave them a great problem in making a decision. And they'd like you to know, everyone to know, that Mrs. L.E. Harmon and Mrs. Hugh Smith are also among Bakersfield's finest good neighbors.
Good. We'll send them off to see. We'll see if they get orchids, too. That's all it'll do. Won't cost us anything. You know, the home delivery of ice is not the sole activity of the Union Ice Company who bring us this portion of Breakfast at Sardi's. For instance, from Kern County, of which Bakersfield is the county seat, and from elsewhere in the San Joaquin Valley, many thousands of carloads of the finest of fruits and vegetables are shipped each year, and without the protection of ice and only ice refrigeration, it would be impossible to ship this great quantity of perishables. One of the major operations of the Union Ice Company and its affiliate, the Central California Ice Company, is supplying ice by the thousands of tons to the vegetable and fruit industry of our great state. So, yes, in every type of food protection, I should say. In the home, the market, the restaurant, in refrigerator cars, everywhere that refrigeration is required, the Union Ice Company and its affiliates throughout California are doing a job that today is of the utmost importance in the winning of the war. All right.
Tom, we'd like to introduce a man who is very important to the war bond drive here in Kern County, Mr. Homer Gill, the chairman of the theater committee.
Where is he? Yeah. Come on, Mr. Gill. Hi, right, glad to see you. This is a swell turnout, isn't it, Mr. Gill?
Well, it's entirely due to the people. They want to see your show.
Well, that's swell. They've made us very happy, I
think. Yeah, they have. We love to make people happy in Kern County. That's part of a job.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got a swell, swell city here, I'll say. Thank you very much,
yes,
Mr.
Sir,
Gill.
Thank you.
Good luck to you and continued success in your war bond efforts. Well, time marches on, they say. Well, so does Breakfast at Arty's. Next Saturday, a week from today, we'll be broadcasting from Warner's Theater in Fresno. And we're looking forward to facing a theater full of war bond buyers there, too. That's the only way you can get into the Warner Theater in Fresno next Saturday morning. By buying a war bond of any denomination at any Fresno theater or any AWBS booth in Fresno. And remember, we're looking forward to meeting Fresno's good neighbor, too, to be selected by a Fresno Board of Judges. So sit down today and write a letter nominating your Fresno good neighbor. Someone living in Fresno or surrounding towns. And mail your good neighbor letters to me, Tom Brenneman, care of KTKC, Hotel Fresno, Fresno, California. So remember, a week from today, Breakfast at Sardis will be heard from the Warner Theater in Fresno. We're anxious to see you, so buy that bond, won't you? Do it today. And here comes Corny. I see Uncle Corny is just rounding the turn there. Come on, Corny. Come on, let's give him a good reception. Here's our Uncle Corny. Well, Corny, you finally got here.
Yes, you finally made it.
How do you feel today?
Well, I'm feeling awful good today. Yes, sir. Boy, this Bakersfield is some city, ain't it?
Yeah, Corny, I think the photographer wants to take your picture. There you are. He's been waiting here for him for the last hour and a half. Yes, sir, to get back to what did you say just a moment ago, Corny?
I said Bakersfield's a grand place.
Oh, yeah. Swell, warm Bakersfield weather, you know. Kind of makes me feel 20 years younger, Corny.
Just in time to start your pension all over again, huh?
No, not that. You know, Corny, I noticed you're late getting here this morning. Where were you?
Well, sir, I've been out looking over the big oil fields.
Uh-huh. Big oil fields, huh? Amazing sight, isn't it?
Yeah, sure took my breath away.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, but you know that's what originally brought me out here to California, is oil. I was going to start a whole new oil field.
You were, huh? Did you succeed in starting an oil field, Corny?
No, I planted some, but they never come up. Hey, but that cousin of mine, oh, there's a character for you. Leaky Canoe, we called him. He started a big oil well. He started a big boom back in Oklahoma.
Ah, back in Oklahoma. You say, what was his name?
Leaky Canoe.
You call him Leaky Canoe. Why in the world do you call him Leaky Canoe?
Because we always had to bail him out.
Don't encourage him, please. Corny, that's an awful bum joke. Do you have a good joke for us this morning, Corny?
Well, yes, I got a good one, I think. I ain't sure.
Well, what's your joke this morning?
Hey, wait till I get it told. I ain't told it yet.
What's your joke this morning, Corny?
Well, did you know that Bakersfield is famous for its beautiful wildflowers?
Yes. Yes, of course I do. When is the time I've admired their fragrant lupin and poppy and the Indian paintbrush?
Well, sir, I understand that a bunch of your regular listeners up here have elected you to judge their next wildflower show.
Well, Corny, that's swell of them. But why should they think that I qualify as a judge for their wildflower show?
Because they know you're one guy who really can smell.
I have to put up with that every day. Well, I do. All right, give him another hand. It's all right. Oh, goodness. Well, look, we're going to award our lovely Max Factor makeup kit in a moment. Right now, a concluding word from the Union Ice Company. Now that summer is here, there's nothing that quite hits the spot like a tall, cold drink, tinkling with pure, crystal clear Iceman's ice. Having plenty of crystal clear ice always available is just one of the many reasons why so many housewives prefer the new air-conditioned ice refrigerator. Victory models of this refrigerator are now obtainable from the Union Ice Company or at department and appliance stores. The modern air-conditioned ice refrigerator has many advantages, and I'll just mention one. The moist cold, which is its exclusive feature, does more to protect foods from drying out and losing their vitamins and natural flavors than any other type of refrigeration. Remember this, when you have ice refrigeration, you have the best. Now, the numbers are here in the hat. First, we'll award a big bunch of roses. Let's see, did I get you? Who are you?
Irene Westerbeck, Bakersfield.
All right, Irene, will you draw a number out of the hat, please? We'll award a big bunch of roses here to somebody. 1240. 1240. Here she is. Aren't they lovely, ladies? Oh, they are gorgeous. Look, Miss Hall, I want you to smell that. Yeah, that's enough. She about had one of them. Who is this, please?
Lola Frost. Oh, my, these are lovely.
Aren't they lovely, Mrs.
Just
Frost?
Beautiful.
Yes, sir. That's what you call really an armful of beautiful
this
red
is
roses.
It's worthwhile coming up here and shaking all over for an hour.
Are you shaking? Come on out, let's see. Oh, come on out and shake for the folks. Well, you're not shaking.
Huh? It's my heart that's shaking.
Is it?
You want to feel it?
Is your heart beating?
Hold on, not up there.
Where?
Down here.
Hey, wait a minute here. I don't think this has ever been done before. Real quiet, please. Wait now. See if we can hear your heartbeat.
You feel it tremble, can't you?
No beat? You don't have any heart, honey.
Thank you.
Congratulations. All right. Now we have to get off the air. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. We'll have to make our other awards when we leave the network. Come on, get out your songs now. We're going to show them how to really sing this thing. We just finished breakfast at Sardi. We've just finished breakfast at Sardi. Sing it.
Well, that's all we have time for today, friends. But be sure to tune in again Monday for more fun with our guests at Sardi. This is Kyle Webster Pierce turning the mic back to your host, Tom Brenneman.
Oh, just to thank you all. All you folks from Bakersfield are all up and down the Blue Network. Buy another war bond over the weekend, won't you? Well, good luck to our nation. We'll see you all Monday.
Tom Brenneman's Breakfast of Sardis is brought to you at the same time every day, Monday through Saturday. This is the Blue Network.
Station KERN, Bakersfield.